All right, let's welcome everybody out to a brand new episode of Let's Talk Local Podcast. I'm your host. My name is Chris Hollifield. Welcome, everybody, especially if you're new here. Hopefully we can convince you to stick around and hit that subscribe, hit that follow button, and check out our past episodes and our upcoming episodes as I release a new episode every week. Right now, my release schedule is a new episode drops every Thursday in your podcast app. So make sure to hit subscribe and follow so that comes right there when it gets released. And otherwise, I have an awesome guest here in the studio, Skylar Beintendorp. Did I say that right?
You sure Skylar? Did.
Okay, awesome. Awesome. For some reason, I always, you know, tongue twist names and last names. And so I always want to say it correctly.
Yeah, well, and my name's not one that's easy to say. So you did great.
I'm going to introduce you here in just a second. Before I do that, though, Skylar, I got to mention my show sponsor, the Red Sign Real Estate Team. This is my real estate team that I'm on. So,
great.
You know, we're in their podcast studio. I love them as sponsors of the podcast. I love being on the real estate team. I love helping people, find their dream homes, and especially first-time home buyers, getting them into homes, especially if they didn't think they have that ability to ever have, you know, their own home and be homeowners. So anyways, you can go to our website. You can go to mine, chris.redsign.com. If you're looking for a home along the Wasatch Front, maybe you're looking to downsize. Maybe all the kids have moved out and you're like, we don't need this much space. Give me a call, 801-244-2908. I'd love to chat and love to see what your options are. Especially, I know the real estate market's a little different these days and a lot of people don't know, is it a good time to buy? Is it a good time to sell? Give me a call, shoot me a text, let's chat, and let's see if it is a good time for you. Again, my number is 801-244-2908. And like I said, Skylar Beintendorp is on this episode. He does an incredible podcast that we're going to dig deep into, I hope, and talk about, the Utah Hustlers podcast, which is funny because I actually stumbled upon that podcast way before you ever reached out to me, Skylar.
Really?
That's and awesome. So then when you reached out to me about coming on the podcast, I was like, well, heck yeah, I got to bring him on the podcast. You know, I was a little skeptical because every time I bring another podcaster through, I always feel like I'm benefiting more than my audience. Maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, I don't know. But anyways, Utah Hustlers, you're an entrepreneur, just an all around good dude that we're going to get to know and find out your story a little bit. So welcome to the show, man.
Thanks, Chris, for having me on. Dude, I'm so excited to be here.
Are you?
Awesome. Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, here's my question right from the very first thing, because I know how it is for me. I don't go on a lot of other podcasts, but so every time that I do, I feel like it's like a kid on Christmas morning. Is that how it is for you when like... I don't know.
Oh, totally.
I don't know if you go on very many other podcasts or have very many opportunities.
Yeah, no, I've been on a handful of podcasts. I want to get on more.
Yeah.
So, yeah, as many as I can, right?
Cause so just, if you do a podcast and you're listening,
yeah,
reach out.
I'd love to come on. So being a guest on a podcast is a lot of fun because what's everyone's favorite topic to talk about? It's usually themselves.
Well, of course.
And yeah, what they're doing. And so when like I'm hosting a podcast, I'm always asking other people about what they do and what they like and their expertise, right? And then when I'm on a podcast, I get to share a little more about myself. And it's always just fun to talk about, but I also love getting the feedback from like the first week I launched my podcast. I had a kid reach out to me. He's like, hey, your podcast helped me a lot. I'm doing $500 a day now with my business. And it was so rewarding to know that what I said on my like solo episode reached someone and impacted them and helped them with their personal life and their business. And this is a kid in high school. It was the coolest message I've ever got.
Dude, the best advice I'm going to give you is to print that out and like hang it up somewhere or put it in your wallet. So then when you have a really bad day or when you feel like just scrapping the podcast, you pull that out and you look at it and you say, okay. And it reminds you, right? Like you're like, okay, this is why, you know, it's stuff like this. Cause messages like that, dude, are incredible.
Right. Cause we upload episodes as podcasters and we don't know who's listening.
No.
It says people are listening, but we don't know who that is and how it helps them or not. Right. And so we love the feedback.
And it's nice when people actually do reach out because they are few and far between.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, is any, anybody out there? Is anybody out there? But then I ask myself, I'm like, well, Chris, do you reach out to podcasts? Do you message podcasts? And I definitely wasn't always good with that. And I've tried to be a little more interactive with other podcasters and connecting. But let's get into your podcast in a little bit. I want to kind of find out about you as an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. And just kind of a little bit about that part of your life. Like, when did that, I mean, has that kind of always been a thing for you? Like, ever since you were a little kid, kind of like just a little hustler out there, like with little neighborhood jobs, like sweeping people's porches or rolling up trash cans or something.
Right. No. Yeah. I've always been a little bit of an entrepreneur, a little hustler.
Yeah. Yeah.
When I was in high school, I would buy and sell different, like I'd buy GoPro accessories off of eBay and then sell them here locally on KSL for like double or triple the price. And the reason I could do that is because people were usually leaving to Hawaii or wherever they were going the next morning. And they're like, I need it now. And so I was able to kind of like just have the stock in hand and be able to sell those to people. And, you know, so I did a lot of flipping like that. I flipped cars. I flipped couches.
But you were in high school doing this?
Okay. So those two things were after high school.
Okay. Yeah. I was going to say, that's impressive.
But that's when it started. But when I was in high school, I just knew I always wanted to be an entrepreneur, business owner, work for myself, not always have to, you know, answer to someone else. And not that there's anything wrong with that. It's just, I personally knew that like, I wanted to like create my own path. And my dad has his own business. It's a landscaping business. And so I grew up watching my dad be able to create a life for himself where he's able to have a little extra time and money. And I just knew I wanted that. And so after high school, I started doing window cleaning. So right when I was 18 years old, I did window cleaning. I did it with my brother and we called it just pro window washing and just went around the neighborhood, knocked on doors, left flyers and did that. And then the next year I ended up just doing it. And
how was that for you, by the way?
It was cool. It was good.
Was it lucrative? Were you getting business?
We were getting business, especially because the neighborhood that my parents live in, they've been there for now like almost 25 years. And so everyone in the neighborhood knows the Beitendorps.
Yeah, so they wanted to support you.
Yeah, so like, hey, I'm Skylar Beitendorp. Can I clean your windows? And so everyone was like, oh, Beitendorp. Yes, you can, right?
Yeah.
And so that's like kind of like that personal brand was almost like a little bit developed for me right off the get-go. So people just instantly trusted me. And so did that. I had the people that said no, you know, help me, you know, create, grow some thicker skin, right? And so, did that for a number of years. I ended up getting married and divorced shortly after. It was like 9 months later. Learned a lot from that. A lot of things.
Quick marriage there.
It was quick. I learned a lot of things not to do and a lot of things to do. Right.
Okay.
But then after that, I was like, you know, I'm going to take this window cleaning business and really, really start to grow it and like just build it more.
Sure.
Cause before it was completely side hustle. And so I started doing market research, started learning how to like brand and how to acquire more customers and did that for a long time. And so I started when I was 18, I'm 28 next week or later this week.
And when's your birthday?
It's on Friday.
Okay. My birthday's on Wednesday,
December 8th.
So I'm the 6th.
Oh, how about that?
So we're like almost twinners when it comes to birthday.
That's great. That's awesome. Yeah. What are the chances? Yeah. Right? Yeah. I did that for like almost a decade, you know, and learned a lot about the window cleaning industry and starting from side hustle and turning it to business. And then, I just always knew that I wanted to do something more or different.
Okay.
Like it was a great business. I'm glad I did it. No. And while I was doing and like cleaning windows and servicing homes, I would keep, you know, headphones in and just listen to podcasts.
Oh yeah.
So I'd be servicing a home for 3 hours and just
sucking them up. Man. Yeah.
So, and I found myself asking the same questions that the host was asking the guests, like in my head, right before they asked it, I'd be like, oh, I wonder what it takes to do this. And they're like, hey, what does it take to get this result? I'm like, I know that just happened over and over. And so I was like, maybe I should start a podcast. And so eventually I just bought all the equipment and started a podcast with my friend. He moved away. And then I started my own, realized I was doing a lot of things wrong, hired a mentor. And actually I worked with like two different mentors that had million-dollar shows. And so learned a ton from them. I'm still learning a lot from them. But I stopped producing mine, rebranded it to Utah Hustlers, and then that's what it is today. So
what was the name of the podcast? Is it like, so the podcast you were doing with your friend, was that like an entrepreneur type podcast or
it,
no?
It was like a personal growth development show. Yeah. I mean, we went 19 episodes and then He moved away, and so it just didn't make sense anymore. And
so, is that what morphed into Utah Hustlers then, or was that a completely?
A completely different one. Okay. I then started one called it a Growth Point Podcast. So same thing, personal growth development, and kind of learned more what I personally wanted to talk about and share with people. And so I realized that was more the business side, the more, you know, how to grow a side hustle and reach financial freedom. And so I stopped the show, obviously, went like 6 months and just deep dived like every single day into podcasts. Like what's a good hook? What gets people listening? What gets people staying? You know, like how do we get people to listen to the entirety of the episode, get them to subscribe, come back? How do we make money with it? Like there were all these questions I just like went deep into. And
I could probably learn a lot from you then, man.
Well, then I just, rebranded it. And then it was Utah Hustlers. But and I love talking to other podcasters and helping them grow their shows. Like that's like what I'm doing most basically full time now is.
Yeah. So you're helping people. So are you doing any window washing then now?
Very little. I have a couple accounts. Like for instance, one is, have you been to Rodizio Grill?
Of course.
So good.
Man, you gotta like it.
So they're one of my accounts that I'm going to keep on for sure. So we have a little deal where I've clean all their windows, all, like the whole exterior of their building. And then they just send me a few hundred dollars in
gift cards.
Yeah.
Heck yeah. So I was going to say, maybe they're feeding you steak or something while you're washing windows.
Oh, there was one time I was doing it and they're like, hey, want to come eat after? I'm like, yes, I do.
Yeah.
So I'll keep a couple accounts, but for the most part, I'm just helping people produce their podcasts, record their podcasts and coaching them on how to create episodes that people want to listen to.
And there's a big need for that, man. Like people were always hitting, people are still hitting me up. Now, can people rent your studio out and all of that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so I'll keep that in mind. So if you're listening, hit Skylar up and I'll keep it in mind too, because people are always hitting me up and they're always like, hey, do you know somewhere that we could use their, you know, da, da, da. And I'm not really set up for that capability and whatnot. So I'll keep you in mind.
Yeah,
for that.
Absolutely. And anyone that wants to record their podcast or just feel how, what it'd be like, come in with a friend. I do the first session with everybody for free. Come in, check it out. Come in for an hour. I can adjust the color of the lighting in the room, the background color, so we can make it more specific to you.
So you're doing audio and video?
Audio and video. Yep. Okay. I have HD cameras going from three different angles, the two condenser microphones. Maybe they're I confuse dynamic and condenser. Anyway, they're nice microphones. Probably similar to this, not quite as nice as these, but they're very high end. So if you go listen to Utah Hustlers or go watch it on YouTube, that's what we'll create.
It's a beautiful podcast. And video is something I always struggle with because to me, a podcast and video were two different things. Mm-hmm. And somewhere along the line, they got morphed into the same thing like people are like, oh, I'm going to go watch your podcast on YouTube. And to me, that's such a weird, thought process, because it's like, I listen to podcasts, right?
Like, it'd be like thinking about watching an audiobook or something like that. It's like, no, you listen to audiobooks, you don't, right?
I do find myself going to video and watching that more now. And so I need to learn it more. And so maybe I'll have you teach me how to do some more with all the camera angles and stuff. Cause right now I'm just using a really ghetto, and this is me forcing myself to do this, Skylar, to be honest with you. It's me stepping outside my comfort zone to do video for some reason. And that's why. So right now I just stick my iPhone up and I'm recording it for my Patreon people, and I'll get them something better eventually, but this is a start. And it's something I've been saying I'm going to do for years.
Well, come record it. Come record at my studio for one of your episodes.
Oh, my headphones just fell off.
And we'll get you some nice looking video.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm game for that, man. I'm game for that. So what, when you started your podcast or let's, maybe not even that, maybe that's not even a fair thing, cause I'm sure there's different thought processes, but like, what is your, do you have like an end goal with your podcast? Like a reason you do it? And let me see, I mean, are you doing it for fun? Are you doing it to like for your business to get leads with your entrepreneur stuff? Like what is there an agenda with your podcast? Does that make sense?
Yeah,
that question?
There absolutely is. So at first it was just for fun.
Yeah.
And I realized it's too much work to only do it for fun and not benefit in one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
And so my intention for my show was, one, there's a lot of ways to monetize it, right? Sure. So I want to be able to just live off it 100% and be able to travel around the world and just record a podcast once a week, maybe twice a week, and live off that income while helping others like do the exact same thing, right? Mm. So my goal for my podcast, for me personally, is to be able to live off of it. And the way I would do that is through monetization, by either the people that come in, if they want to start a podcast, learn how to podcast, I would coach them. So it just creates it's a great networking tool. You can build a relationship really fast with someone when you're on a podcast together. So that's one way. Then another way will be, you know, ads. Do you know what super chats are, like on YouTube?
I don't, man. Teach me. What are super chats?
Yeah. So if someone went on YouTube and they're watching your show live, or even maybe it was pre-recorded, but most people do it live, the host can actually see. So the host will see all your comments. And what you can do with super chats is someone can send in like 10, 15, 50 bucks, 100 bucks with their question. And so then you will shout them out. People love shout outs. They love to hear the host, you know, their favorite host say their name. So they'll get a shout out. They get their question answered. And that's just one way to monetize it. You know, a lot of people send just like $5 or $10, you know, but some people are like, hey, love what you do. Don't even have a question. Here's $100. So that's another way to monetize it. So I'm not going live on YouTube right now, but I will be in the next like 2 or 3 episodes. So that's another way. There's honestly a lot, like creating a merch store. That's one. Getting sponsors. That's another. Like,
oh, there's so many ways. There's so many avenues with podcasts that you could do. And, you know, I was just curious, like if there was like any end goals or, you know, like what if there was, I don't know. Right. Cause you know, like if you look at like, say a comedian, right, they do their podcast to maybe help their tour dates or, you know, their merchandise or, you know, but then there are just buddies that get together on a Wednesday night and play Dungeons and Dragons and record it. And it's a lot of fun for them. And I know a lot of people use that as a reason to get together, right? They're like, I'm not going to see my friend otherwise. Right. Like, and there's a lot of truth to that. Yeah. Right. And there's nothing wrong with that. You have to kind of find your reason on why you keep doing your podcast. Right. Mm-hmm. Cause there are a lot of work now. How long have you been doing it? Did you say at the beginning, like, it's been like a year or something or a couple of years?
Well, so I started my podcast, the Growth Point one, my solo one, like a little over a year ago. Yeah. And so, but then I went through that rebranding. And so this show's only 2 months old, but it's doing, I mean, maybe by the time this comes out, it'll be 3 months by then, but it's been doing phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Like the amount of downloads it got in the first month was about what I got in total with my other one over like 6 months. So, and I think a big reason for that is because before I didn't have a goal for my listeners. Like we talked about like what my goal was it for it, but I think everyone needs to set 2 goals if you have a podcast, you know, depending on what your show is, right? But one goal for you, set like a selfish goal, like if like what was your dream outcome for the podcast, but then a goal for your listeners. Because if you don't have a goal for your listeners, then it's kind of hard to create episodes because then we don't really have a path that we're trying to take them down. And so I looked as like, hey, what do I want to help people with? Well, I love entrepreneurship. So I want to help people grow their business. But to what end? What goal do I want to hit with them? And so I decided, like, I struggled a long time. And, you know, I'm still learning in business, right? But I see a lot of people that struggle starting and getting momentum and start making enough where they can live off of it. And so I was like, okay, my goal for this podcast for my listeners is for them to make their first 10 grand a month. Once you hit 10 grand a month, you go listen to another show.
10 grand in just whatever business they're doing?
Any business. I mean, it's Utah Hustlers. So everyone that comes on is someone from Utah, someone you could network with, learn from, get coaching from, but they're people like local, right? So that's what I really like about that part. But then, yeah, if you have a service or it's a lot of what we talk about is more for service-based businesses, but 90% of it also applies to product-based businesses, but it's just to help them on that goal. So we talk about like branding, marketing, kind of just the basics, the simple stuff that just need to be in place, good website, things like that. So that way they can hit that 10 grand a month. So my goal for my audience, if someone listens to every episode and applies what they hear for at least 6 months, maybe 12, depending on how hard you work, you'll be making 10 grand by the end of it.
You think so?
That I absolutely. If they do the work, see, because information is not the problem. You can go on Google and find out anything you want to know about. You can learn how to. You can get blueprints for a spaceship off of Google, right? It's the implementation that's the hard part. So if people are willing to implement, then they'll be successful. And so that's something like that is also another way I try to monetize it is being an accountability person, like helping with the personal development. Cause I was doing personal development coaching for a while too. And I still do that. I love doing that. That's actually what I want to do more of, podcast coaching and personal development coaching. But so if someone's like, I just need someone to keep me accountable to more just bounce ideas off of, it's like, hey, I'm like, let's talk, let's do it. Like, that's what I want to help people with.
Yeah.
So.
Dude, that's awesome. I mean, it's interesting to like, I mean, I'm sure you've learned a lot already in just those couple of months and doing the podcast and then learning from the people you bring on your show, right? You're like, oh my gosh, I'm learning how to make, you know, 10 grand a month. And you've passed the 7 episodes. I always tell other podcasters, I'm like, well, let's see if you get past the 7 episode. They call that the 7 episode hump, right? Like if you make it past 7 episodes, your podcast will probably stick around, right? Like that's what I tell new podcasters and are you already thinking of like 10 other podcasts that you could start though?
Oh,
like, I know how it is for me, right? Where like I'm always thinking of a new podcast and I'm like, should I start this other podcast? And
all the time, man. Yeah. Like I just like, I mean, I'm a big skier, snowboarder. So I'm like, man, I want to start a podcast almost just that, just as constant information for skiers or snowboarders. So I would maybe start a podcast on, and maybe I'll just record it while I'm driving up to the mountain, but one that's like, all right, we got a new, foot of snow in the mountains. Mm-hmm. Like go hit it. Oh, run is closed, or they just opened up a new lift, things like that. So just one that's more just like informational, like update you every day on what the mountain conditions are. So you can just listen to that 5 minutes. Okay, we know, let's go. Instead of looking like on their way driving, you can know like the latest on it. So that's what I've thought about, but there's also so many. I'm like, man, should I do one that's just like more specific to marketing, more specific to branding? One that just is more for the networking aspect of it. Cause I think that's huge is the networking podcast, the people you meet and the opportunities that you were talking about this before, the opportunities we get as podcasters is wild. Like I had someone reach out to me. They're like, I want to sponsor your show. Will you come on and be like the main spokesperson for our business? Will you coach me on it? Like I'd never thought that I'd be able to monetize my podcast in 6 weeks, but I laid the foundation right. And I think that's really what led to that being able to be a possibility. So anyway,
so tell me about your episodes. I don't think we've really gotten into that yet. So like what people, I mean, obviously I've listened to a handful of them, but for my listeners, right? Like if they were to go, some of them are solo, some of them are with a guest, right?
Correct.
So, and I think really anybody could benefit from it. Like I'm thinking about some of the people I know that listen to this podcast, small business owners, restaurant owners, local mom and pop places. I know I have a lot of those listeners and I think that they could really benefit because a lot of them, you know, they're struggling trying to figure out how to make their business work. And even if it's not an online business, I think it could still be beneficial, right? Like, I mean, any kind of business do you think could benefit from your podcast?
Yeah. I think any business would. I think once you start getting bigger into, or like once you hit that 10 grand or you're 20 or 30 grand, you probably want to get a coach that's specifically going to help you with your type of business if you really want to scale and grow. But if you're just starting and you don't have a lot of money and you don't know exactly what to do, well, I'm interviewing people that make over 6 figures and a lot of times millions of dollars a year and asking them like, okay, what would you do if you could go back, if you had to go back and start over? Like every episode also answers a specific question. So one episode will be about marketing. So like for example, we had someone come on who talked literally just about how to create content that generates leads. So like social media content. And then we had someone who came on who's going to talk about...
Was that Tony?
No, that wasn't Tony. Tony came on and talked about just communication,
okay,
right?
Okay.
Because like you got to communicate with people in a nice, in a good way, body language, tone, you know, the words you say. So Tony Costa came on and talked about that.
And how have I not? Anyways, I don't know.
No, you're good. We have one that's talking about personal branding. One that's, you know, how to hire your first employee. How to, I don't know. I can't even think of the episodes. But
it's endless. It's endless. We could talk about.
Yeah. So there's like really five main categories that we go over. So it's branding, marketing, sales, structure, and systems. So structure would be like having a good website, setting up your business. And then systems would be like the process you go through when you get a lead, what do you do? When you hit mark in revenue, what do you do? Like when do you hire your next employee? When you do, you know, so those are the main five categories we're in. And it, honestly, if you master all those, you're going to make well over 10 grand.
Is it me or does it seem like Utah is just full of entrepreneurs?
Oh, it's like Utah, like Entrepreneur Central. Utah. I mean,
do you think it's more than other states? Do you think Utah is?
It is. Is it? I've looked it up. Before I started, I looked it up and yeah, we're like number one for entrepreneurs.
Why do you think that is?
I really don't know. I think I used to know the answer to that, but I don't know. People just want to.
Is it because maybe we have such big families and we need to like make our ends meet?
That could be it.
And we're like, okay, what other little side jobs can we do? And then we realize even the joy of working for ourselves. We're yeah. like, hey, this is kind of nice.
I've only ever lived in Utah, so I don't know what it's like, but I know like the Mormon, like the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, that's like really big religion here, right? And you know, they have wards and stakes and it really brings the community together. And so I wonder if that's maybe has to do with it where, I actually forgot where I was going with that,
why we have so many entrepreneurs here.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think it just connects people more and they like want to do some, like, I don't know, maybe there's like a social pressure of something. I really don't know. I'm just kind of like guessing right now.
Cause I mean, I've always been that type. I mean, I grew up in California. I have always been that type. My family's always been that type. I don't know how your family, well, you said your dad owns a landscaping business. So it sounds like you came from a family that was kind of, you know, some entrepreneurial type, you know, living situation. So, but it's cool because I think that instead of being competition, we can learn to grow together and thrive.
Absolutely.
And really, what would you, I mean, is there, I was going to say, what advice, that's kind of a tough question. I was going to say, what advice would you give to new, would there be any advice you would give to like a new entrepreneur out there? Someone that's just kind of starting?
Yeah.
I know that's kind of a vague, big, huge, open-ended question, but I mean, what kind of advice would Skylar give?
I would say pick one thing and just get really good at that. You know, because at first I did window cleaning, right? And I got really good at that, very effective, efficient. And then I started introducing other services. And so like whatever business you want to start or thinking about starting, just like get good at one thing. You know, don't try to be the photographer and the videographer and the editor and all that. Like get good at maybe just taking one type of photo if you're a photographer. Like maybe you need to maybe you're into fitness and you're like, I'm going to be a fitness photographer. Mm. Like just like focus on one industry. And I think you're going to do so much better if you really know who your target customer is, like very specifically, like what they want. I think that would be a huge thing for anybody. Mm. It's just be very specific on who you're serving.
What do you do? Like, and I don't know how this has been for you, but like, I find myself so often where I'll get very overwhelmed because I feel like I have to, it's like, I feel like I have to wear so many hats as an entrepreneur, right? Like it's like, okay, I have to learn this skill and that skill and this skill and that skill. And it's like, where do you start with all that stuff? And I mean, I guess it kind of goes back to, you just kind of said it, learn one thing, but like even managing a business, right? Like where do you start with that? And or managing your books and taxes and it becomes very overwhelming.
Yeah. I interviewed 12 people who had started a side hustle that weren't at that 12 grand before I started my podcast. So that way I would know specifically like kind of this question, like where do they start? And a lot of people's worry was with the taxes, was with the number, like what do I do with the money once I get it? How much do I put away? How do I keep track of all that? And I'll be honest, I'm not the best at business by any means, but I want to get better. And so that's why I interview the people I do. Cause they are the experts that come in and tell us exactly what to do. But from what I've found from interviewing these people is one is get a good CRM. If you start out with a good CRM and you can log in all the money you bring in, all your customers, all your leads, that's a really great way to just organize your business. Most of them are going to have the same functionality, but there are some that will be industry specific, but there are a lot of free ones out there to start with. A lot of people think you have to have a lot of money to start a business. I don't think you do. I think you need some money, right? Because you want to do it. don't know, my advice on this has changed from time to time, but like there, you can either just start and just do it. Like I start when I did window cleaning, I was just Skylar Beitendorp, and I just went and knocked doors and cleaned windows and took money.
Yeah.
That's how I started. But then there's the other way to start where you register your business, you get the name, you get your tax ID, and you do everything kind of the right way. I think there's both are fine to when you're like brand new starting. Either way, keep track of everything. And so just at the end of the day, how many hours did you work? How much money did you bring in? How many people did you talk to? Put aside money for taxes, all those types of things. So yeah, it's tough, but getting a good CRM, I think that'll help you organize your business. I think that's a great place to start is getting that.
Okay. That's some good, good advice. Just cause I even know how it is for myself sometimes where you feel like, you're like, I'm trying to figure out how to even phrase this. Maybe this isn't the best. My thought process isn't all there. So maybe it's not the best angles to go down right now, but sometimes you just don't know where to start and you get overwhelmed. And so then you just don't start anything.
Yeah.
Right. And so you're just like even how you were saying, get all those things in place. And sometimes I find myself where I'm the guy on YouTube or listening to podcasts so much. And it's like, I need to just start implementing this stuff.
Yeah.
But then it's like, I don't know how to implement it. And so it's like, and then it's like, do you always need to hire a coach or where do you start?
Yeah.
And so it's like, sometimes I just feel like there's a lot of like, what ifs and
yeah.
I don't know. I feel like I'm scatterbrained right now.
No, you're good. I think if anyone's out there starting, decide what you're going to do.
Yeah.
Write down what you're going to charge for it. And then go do it for, I don't like to use the word free or discount a lot, but go get five people that you can do it for free and get five testimonials, five honest testimonials for like, if you have a service-based business, maybe you coach them, maybe you do photography, maybe you do landscaping, go get five testimonials at least. And at the end of those, cause you can go up to these people and be like, hey, I want to do this for free or / I'll pay you $100. Cause that's what I normally charge in exchange for an honest testimonial and I'll do it for free or
I know what you're saying. Yeah. That's a great idea.
So it's not
a brilliant
free.
Idea.
It's not free, but it also is like, it's just a way to know that the people that you're serving know that what you do has like a dollar value to it, cause if they don't really see that your service has any value that is, it should be should cost anything, then there's sometimes they'll turn into paying customers, but sometimes they won't. And I think that's just a way to say like, this is worth something. But I'm doing it for free for you in exchange. It's just a different exchange value is really what it is. But if you start with that, then you can get testimonials. It'll build up your confidence. You'll know how to do it better. You're going to learn a lot. So I think that's a good place to start is decide what you're going to do. Cause you don't have to do any kind of taxes or keep track of money or anything like that. Like you can just go to five people and say, hey, I want to mow your lawn in exchange for five testimonials that says I do a killer job. I'm going to post those on my website. I'm going to post them on social media. And then you can start, charging people maybe 80% off and then maybe 60 and then 40 and then 20 and then full price. But the awesome part is it doesn't have to stop there. You can always, as you get better, you can, go infinitely high, but you can only go down to zero, right?
Sure.
So
plus it's less pressure to ask them for honest feedback too. Cause when you ask a paying client, it's a little tougher to be like, all right, I want you to be honest with me, is that worth, X amount right. of dollars or whatever, or what did you think? And you know, sometimes we get too scared, but if it's a buddy or a friend or even a friend of a friend that you did it at no charge. Mm-hmm. Hey, so what do you think? Give me some honest feedback here. Is that, I'm bettering myself and whatnot. But so you mentioned social media. Are you pretty active on social media? Do you utilize social media as well as your podcast, or is everything just through your podcast right now?
Yeah, I do utilize social media a lot. Mostly Instagram. Now I'm no Instagram expert. I did just hire someone to teach me Instagram though.
And okay.
I've learned a lot in the last week. I'm like, wow, I was doing a lot of things wrong. I understand why my posts aren't going anywhere.
What is do you have like one or two tips off the top of your head that you could share?
Make your content, your videos or your stories shorter. That's one. Cause a lot of people like to ramble and just go on and on and on. And unless we're famous and people just really want to eat up and like what we're saying and really want to know what we think, they're probably not going to listen for very long. So the shorter we can make our messages, the better. So the person I hired, his average reel or short or, you know, TikTok is I think he said it was like 10.8 seconds. That's his, like his average time, but you can go up to like a minute and a half now, I think maybe longer, but he's like, people's attention spans aren't that long. So you got to keep it short, very short, to the point, very quick, very snappy, a lot of edits, a lot of different sounds, graphics, and it's a lot of editing, but there are some AI tools that will now create something like that for you. But if not, if you go on Fiverr, or I have people reach out to me all the time. They're like, hey, can I produce your short form video? It's $5 a video. It's really not too expensive. And one of them that they did for me got like, for example, my podcast account is very new on Instagram, 200 followers. And most of my reels get a couple hundred views. If it hits 1,000, I'm like, oh, that did good. But one of them that they made for me got 13 something thousand views. And so for where my account is, that was huge.
Sure.
And it's like, that's the one that they made where there's a lot of different sounds, the cuts. So yeah, that's a big thing on growing, is just keep it short to the point, but also very valuable, and keep it related to what you do for business or what your end goal is with the account. Right. So if you're a photographer and you're given photography tips or tricks, like only post that. Your story can be basically whatever you're doing throughout the day, but all your content should be relevant. So that way people don't, like, how annoying would it be if you turn on the sports channel and they're doing The Bachelor? You know, you'd be like, what the heck?
Interesting. See, in real estate, they kind of teach us the opposite. They say on social media, you know, you want to trickle in some of your personal stuff. And
you do on your story, but...
You know, you don't think so on your regular feed, huh?
I don't think so. You know, huh. And I won't say I'm an expert. The guy I'm learning from, he has over 500,000 followers. So I'd say he knows what he's talking about. So yeah. I'm just relaying what he's telling me to do. But yeah, I think... Like maybe every once in a while, if it's like a big event, like,
I'm thinking like family photos and like, you know, letting people get to know me and get to know my family and know.
So that's what the story's for.
But see, and I have a different view. I think the internet's oversaturated with video, man. And I never watch video. It's interesting. Do you just sit and watch videos? I mean, 100% this is an honest question. Like, on like TikTok or Instagram, do you find yourselves just watching videos?
More than I wish I did.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, I watch like two or three and I'm bored.
Good.
Really? And I'm like looking for text to read. Mm. And like, I think that's why I gravitate more towards even like Facebook and stuff. Mm. Just because like Instagram to me used to be a place where you could scroll through a feed and look at beautiful pictures and look at like all the, and then it just turned into video, and it's like, I don't want to sit there and watch it, you know, a video. Like, I don't even know what this person's going to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Like a video to me is such a commitment.
Yeah.
And there's so much of it out there. Mm-hmm. And every time I posted a video, it's like, I'm lucky to get 10 people to watch it. If I post something text-based, I can get 1,000 people. So it's like, but then I hear all these people say video gets this huge reach and video gets more people to view it. But I find I get the opposite. Is that just because that's my algorithm
that
I've set up? Does that make sense? Yeah, I don't know.
That's something I learned recently too. And I don't know. Maybe this was common knowledge before, but everyone has their own algorithm.
Yeah.
It's not just one algorithm for everybody. It's like Instagram personally knows your habits, what you do.
What I like.
When you post, what you post about, the type of people that like your post. And so it'll push it to more of those people, the kind of accounts you interact with, the kind of accounts you message. Instagram knows a scary amount of details about our habits on social media. But that's the thing is, like you said, with video, like you get really bored really fast. And that's why his average real time is under 11 seconds. It's because people get bored quick. Like our attention spans are embarrassingly low.
Oh, it's horrible.
So like, and I think the short form video is a big part of why that is, but that's just what that's the reality of it. That's what works right now is you got to have like snappy, entertaining, stimulating, short form video. And that's when, because then if people watch the entire thing and if they like, comment or share on it or watch it multiple times or read the caption, Instagram's going to say, all right, this person spent like 2 minutes on your 10 second video. It must be really good. Let's send it to someone else and see what they think. And then they just send it to more people. And then those people like, and they send it to more people like, and then that's how you go viral is you get people to do all those things. And basically to, if you can get the people to tell the algorithm that your content is engaging, it'll push it to more people.
Yeah. No, that, you know, I think there's a lot to learn with social media and there's a lot to keep up on. And there's a lot, I mean, every day it's changing.
Yeah.
Every day, the algorithms are changing and we think we figure it out and we don't. And, I'm even trying to kind of change up directions. Like even with the podcast, you know, I even made the comments about, you know, all podcasting to me was audio only, you know, in the video. Hey, you know what? Times are changing. Things are changing, right? Yeah. And you have to adjust with the times. What do you tell businesses that aren't on social media, man? Because there's still businesses that aren't even utilizing social media.
Yeah, get on it. Like, it doesn't matter.
Get like, on it.
Social media is your biggest marketing tool. That's just the fact, because people go on there to kill time.
And it's, right? For the most part, free.
And it, yeah, exactly. So there's really no reason not to be on it. Even if you just set up all your accounts, post 10 beautiful videos or pictures, just so that when people go on there, they can immediately see what your business is about. They can find a link to your website. They can get more information on you. So even if you don't want to post regularly, just create like 10-ish posts and just set them up so people can get more information about you easier. Plus they rank well on Google.
Yeah.
So that's another good reason to be on it. So yeah, get on it. Like some of my biggest account ever that I had in window washing came from me just posting like that I was doing a window job on social media, on my business account. And I had 150, maybe 200 followers, like really small account. And I just posted like, hey, cleaning windows today. And I tagged a location, Saratoga Springs. Someone reached out to me. I've had multiple people reach out to me, but the biggest one is I had someone reach out to me and the end job was $800 to clean their windows.
Nice.
And then they called me the next year and I had raised my prices at that point, so I left with $1,000.
Oh, I thought you were going to say $825.
Yeah, $825.
You raised it at right. $25.
But that was my biggest account. That's a residential home, right? So I was done by 2 o'clock and went home with $1,000 and felt good.
Well, and I think a lot of that, I mean, that's a perfect example of how we need to train our minds to... A lot of times it's just taking pictures and posting them. It's about stuff we're doing already.
Mm-hmm.
Like you took a picture of the building or the windows that you washed, right? And then, you know, I'll even use myself with like real estate, right? Like there's been so many, like way too many times and I still kick myself. Like this happens on a daily basis where I'm like, dang it, why didn't I take a picture and post about that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I don't think about that every step that I'm doing, but that's virtually what we're doing is we're documenting and sharing our life and say, hey, this is what I do. You know, I'm a window washer. I'm a podcaster. I'm a real estate agent. I'm a, you know, I make corn dogs or whatever, you know, mm-hmm. whatever your job is or your side hustle. And a lot of it is just that reminder.
Mm-hmm. Well, exactly. Cause like, think of like if someone started a business and everyone immediately knew that you had that business and provided the service you provided, how many clients would they have? So hundreds, thousands, right? And so social media is just helping more people be aware of what you do so they can say, hey, I need it, or my friend needs it.
Or I know how this is even for me, where there's a lot of people that I haven't maybe talked to for a couple of years or even talked to on a regular basis. So sometimes they forget what I do.
Yeah, exactly.
And so then they're like, oh, that's right. That's right that Skylar does wash windows or mows lawns or whatever, mm-hmm. you know? And it's like, oh, I should give him a call today because people aren't, well, we hope people will wake up in the morning and say, oh, I want Skylar to come out and wash my windows today, uh-huh. but they're not always doing that.
Right. And sometimes you have to reach out to people or just, you know, not just saying, hey, can I clean your windows? Or, hey, can I take your pictures or manage your social media? I mean, you just... If you just message people like, hey, beautiful family, looks like you're doing good. And just like, so you're on top of people's minds, but you're just checking in just like a normal human being. Like you don't have to go on there and sell. You just have to make sure people are aware that you exist and they know what you do.
So where do you see your podcast here in the next, like, where do you see, I mean, you've only been doing it a couple of months, right?
Yeah.
Like where, you know, I don't want to say 5 years, right? That seems so long, but like even the next year, 2024, where do you see it, man? What are your goals for this next year with the podcast?
I would love to do a live event for anyone who is not making 10 grand a month. I want to get everyone together to network together.
Yeah.
But also to bring, I'm going to bring the people that I've interviewed on stage to one, talk about mindset, branding, marketing, sales, structure, systems. And so just in one day, maybe in a 6 or however, you know, hour period or however long it is, but people can connect like with, like the biggest part would be market or the networking part of it.
Yeah.
But I'd love to do a live event where like I was a window cleaner, right?
Yeah.
And if I would have done this better, I would have made so much more money. But if I would have networked with people that were like more landscapers or people that mowed lawns or people that were real estate agents, like if I networked with the people who were talking to my ideal client, I probably would have hit 10 grand in a couple months.
Well, exactly.
It's just knowing the right people that can send you business. Plus then you can send them business.
Oh, we're always looking for window washers in the real estate world. We need those windows washed.
I wish,
man.
I would have known that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so that would be a big part of it is one, doing a live event. But then just, you know, getting bigger and bigger guests on the show.
Yeah.
Seems like everyone we get on is just a little more famous, a little more well known. The next one's coming out. It'll be out by the time this episode comes out, but his name's Dusky Rogue. He's not, you know, not super famous, but I mean, he made his first, he didn't say what age he made his first million, but I'm going to assume it was 25.
And he's here in Utah.
He's here in Utah. Yeah. And I've had a couple millionaires on the show.
Sure.
But,
there's a few of them here in Utah.
Yeah. I'm realizing there's a lot more than I thought.
There's a lot of them here in Utah. Yeah. I can connect you with a few.
I'd love it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, just to keep growing it, go live, help more people. A big thing that I want to do is grow the Instagram the YouTube account and start doing those lives. I'm not going to start like the super chat thing, like right off the bat. Like I want to interview the person live. And then after the 45 minutes or an hour, I talk to them, I'm going to turn it over to questions. So these people that are working towards that, they have maybe a specific question about that topic. They can go on and say, this is what I'm personally struggling with. How do I fix it? And then my dead guest can answer it. So yeah, there's a lot of things I want to do. Create a merchandise line. I'm rolling out a little membership here soon where, cause I edit all the episodes, I record for an hour and they usually come down to about 35 minutes.
Oh, wow. So you chop a lot out.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to have a kind of like a subscriber exclusive feed. If you like the show, if you make money because of the show, I'd love it if you would help support the podcast and just, yeah, basically just like, cause I mean, it's not free to produce.
No.
I lose money creating episodes,
sure.
Right? So if people are making money from it, I'd love just a little support so I can get bigger guests on and whatnot. So anyway, I'm not here to advertise that, but just saying that like, down like soon, I'm going to give paying subscribers like a week early access, but then also access to unedited episodes.
So like Patreon, do like a Patreon or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Basically like that. And yeah, just so like, who knows, maybe that last 20 minutes of the conversation that I cut out, maybe that's exactly what you needed to hear. Maybe it wasn't. I try to keep in all the best parts in the show, but there's some like, cause just my goal is like, I want to keep it under 40 minutes. Like that's my goal with every episode. And so there's some parts that it hurts me to cut out, but it's like I have to, like, I got to keep it shorter. Cause that's just what I personally do with my podcast based off what my coaches have told me. So anyway, to put it short, live events, memberships, bigger guests, and just help more entrepreneurs. I want to get a list of 1,000 entrepreneurs that have made 10 grand a month because of the podcast. That's like, that's my real goal with it, is to have just a list of all these people that benefited from it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And you'll do it.
Yeah.
It'll happen. I mean, you know, start that, and I'm sure you're already seeing that happen, you know.
Yeah, I get messages, and they're like, wow, never thought about that, or now I know how to do the marketing better or the branding. So, yeah, it's fun. And I'm not saying, like, I'm great or anything like that, but it's like I talk about personal development more when I do my solo episodes, but it's the people that I bring on, the ones that are changing the lives. I'm just bringing them on. I'm just giving them a voice.
Well, really. I listened to, I think it was probably your most recent on goal setting.
Yeah.
Which I'm a big goal setter. Mm-hmm. I say big, I guess loosely.
Yeah.
But I love this time of year of I usually about September start thinking of my next year's goals. But it was a great episode. There's a few things I'm going to implement from it. I don't know where I was going with that. Anyways, yeah. So go subscribe, go listen to Skylar, Utah Hustlers podcast. Few questions though. I want to ask before we do wrap this episode up, I have some Utah related questions I ask
Okay. Everybody
that comes through here. So I of course have to ask you is, we have family and friends. They visit us. They come from out of state, right? Mm-hmm. They come into town. And especially somebody like yourself who grew up in Utah, they come and they say, "Hey, Skylar, give me the tour. Show me around. Show me a couple of your favorite spots."
Yeah.
What do you take people to, man? What do you show off? Like, and let me give you some examples. I've had people say, you know, the Mormon Temple, the Downtown Temple, or Park City, or the Great Salt Lake. Where do you like to take people to, man?
Well, the first thing I tell them is, don't come to Utah.
Don't come to Utah.
It sucks here. Wink, wink, right? I love Utah. I'm big on outdoors. So if people are, you know, visiting, coming in, and I'm very passionate about skiing, mountain biking, hiking, boating. So I take a lot of people up to lakes. So Pine View is one of my favorite.
Okay.
So it's one of the very few lakes here in Utah that have a beach that's not freezing cold. That just beautiful green scenery. It's not like next to a big town or city, but Pine View Reservoir, that's one of my favorites. Or if you go up to Snowbird.
Okay.
So summer, winter, doesn't matter. You don't have to ski. You don't have the mountain bike to go, but you get on the tram and go up to the very top up at 11,000 feet. And the view up there is incredible. So if you like the mountains, like I said, if it's winter and you don't ski or snowboard, you can still get on it. And they'll put you on the tram first before all the skiers. And you can have dinner up there. They have an amazing restaurant with a 360 view, like glass windows all the way around. And yeah, just enjoy the scenery that Utah has. That's a couple of places I take people. Or, you know, Lake Powell's great. The sand dunes we have here are like the best, I think, on the western half of the United States. Maybe the entire? I don't remember. But those are a couple places.
No, it works, man. I love it. You know, and I know I put you on the spot. You're like, oh crap, I didn't think of this. Yeah. True. What about like favorite local eating spots? Do you have like one or two favorite places that you've even been enjoying lately?
I mean, Rodizio is one of my clients, so I go there all the time. Yeah. So if you haven't been to a Brazilian steakhouse, Rodizio is phenomenal. They have a Provo location and a Salt Lake location. And so they will bring you hot off the grill meats on a skewer, and they will cut it in front of you and stick it on your plate.
Are they still at Trolley Square, right? That's where they used to be at Trolley Square. It's been a while since I've been at a Rodizio, but man, you're making me hungry.
It's so good. They have a phenomenal salad bar. So that's honestly where I spend a lot of time because I eat there essentially free. I, you know, it costs me a couple hours of my time every other month, but that's a phenomenal place to go.
Very cool. What do you think about all the growth, man? You're already kind of, you know, talking about all the, you know, keeping people away or is that, you know,
Utah sucks. Don't move
Utah
here.
Sucks. You know, that's like the famous quote that you hear from everybody, right? Because I mean, we've just been an influx of people coming into this state over the last couple of years. I mean, what are your thoughts on all the growth in Utah?
Yeah, it's getting crazy. So I live in South Jordan.
Yeah. So you're seeing it.
And I've lived there since I was four. So I remember just big lots of empty space, just dirt, played it in as a kid, rode my bikes through. It was great. And it's all houses now, all houses. I think we have too many people in Salt Lake. Personally, we build a lot of condos and a lot of apartment buildings. And there's just so many people. The traffic's getting worse and worse every year. It's not unbearable. By any means, you know, some days are worse than others, right? Like you can still get around. It's not like that crazy, but it's definitely getting packed in my opinion, as far as the Salt Lake Valley goes. But you know, my dream is to move up to Pine View, it's called Eden and Huntsville. That's like the city.
I know where Eden is. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's where I want to live. And I want to buy a house as soon as
I've looked at it. I've tried to sell a few houses up in Eden.
Yeah. Well, you could probably sell me on one. just cause it's like small town feel. There's not a like big buildings everywhere. There's a lake, ski resorts close by. There's a river, a little river you can raft down. There's cliff jumping. There's hot springs up there. I mean, it's just like, that would be my dream to live up
there. So it's safe to say you're not a city guy.
I don't mind the city, but I would say much more like
a country. I'd rather land a little, you know.
Yeah. I just don't want to be able to touch my neighbor's house and mine at the same time. You know what I mean?
What do you think of the bees coming there, man, in South Jordan? Are you excited about that? Or is that going to just even be more traffic in your backyard?
It'll probably be more traffic. I don't follow sports a whole lot. You know, I haven't really given that too much thought, but yeah, I mean, it'll probably just create more traffic, but you know, people like it. So
yeah.
You know, good for them.
See, and I'm not like a huge sports like person either. Mm-hmm. And I think even people that are listening that know me well are even laughing at me probably right now. Like, Chris, what are you talking? No, but like me with like baseball, like there's something about the bees and there's something about a major league baseball team possibly coming here to Salt Lake, right? Like,
yeah.
I'm just like, oh, that would be awesome. You know, I don't know what there is about that. But anything you would change about Utah if you could?
Oh, I would put it right next to the ocean. So we had that.
Okay. I like that. I like that.
Just that. I mean, nothing really. Like I really love living in Utah. There's not another state I'd like to live in. I mean, some I'd like to live in, but I don't see myself moving. I mean, mostly because my family's here, but like, I think it'd be cool to live by the ocean or in Colorado. It's kind of like another Utah. It's very beautiful. A lot of mountains, things like that. But yeah, I don't think there's much I would change. I mean, besides just the traffic that's, you know, getting worse and worse. That's the only thing. Yeah. Just spread out homes, spread out people a little more.
And that was tough, the way that they built everything along I-15 there. And it's like, we only have so much room along the east side there for growth.
Yeah, and they just tore down the prison in Draper. And so that's a huge real estate piece of land, right? And they're going to... I don't know exactly what they're building there. You probably do.
I saw a little video, like Fox News posted like this whole concept that they have rolling out for that. It's pretty incredible.
Is it? Is it like big? Like
just buildings and shopping and homes and more condos and more stuff like that. You know.
Awesome. It's what we need, more people. And yeah, it's all like
when that whole area there gets built, oh man, the point of the mountain is just going to become a cluster.
Oh yeah.
And
it already is.
Well, that's the thing, it already is. And then you move that many more people and then you get a baseball game up there.
Oh my goodness. I need to move soon.
Yeah. It's already like tough, man. 5 o'clock traffic there in Salt Lake.
What's hard for me is like Salt Lake is like, if I live in Salt Lake, I'm 45 minutes from like six or seven world renowned like top ski resorts. And so it's like,
but here's my question. Move. Are you 45 minutes or are you 3 hours and 45 minutes now? Oh, really? Like that's the problem. I think with a lot of like you used to be able to get from downtown Salt Lake to Draper. I mean, I swear you used to be able to in like 15 minutes.
Yeah.
There was a time, but now it's like, no, you're not going to, and so it is getting harder.
Yeah. Well, and you about nailed it on the time. So like I got in line to go up the mountain to go to snowboard ski.
Yeah.
And you have to get in line a couple hours early before they open the canyon.
Yeah.
And then even when you start moving, there's, 200 cars in front of you.
Yeah.
And it's just slow going the whole way. So it really, I think it took about 3 hours to get up there. And I was teaching a ski lesson. So like I had to get up there.
Yeah, it makes you wonder what's going to happen in another year, two years, 3 years.
They're thinking about putting a huge gondola from the base of Little Cottonwood Canyon all the way to the top.
It'd be nice.
It would be nice. It would be the biggest gondola in the world, and it would be a major tourist attraction. So as far as like...
Which would bring more people.
Yeah, so I'm like, would it actually like help our problem or make it worse? Probably a little bit of both. But they're also thinking about charging like $30 a day. It. So I'm like, that's just, I don't think a lot of people are going to be able to afford that regularly. So especially if you have a season pass to go up to Alta or Snowbird. So I don't know. I see pros and cons to it.
And then this circles all back around on why we all need to create our own little side hustles.
Exactly.
And
become
entrepreneurs just so we can afford our hobbies and our lifestyle and what we want to do.
Yeah,
with our spare time.
Yeah, things aren't too expensive. You just don't make enough.
Yeah.
That's a Jim Rohn quote. I don't know if you know who Jim Rohn is.
Oh, I'm a big fan of Jim.
Yeah, I love Jim Rohn. I wish he's like the one person like I wish I could meet. But
well, I got a surprise for you. Come on in. Oh man. No, it's been great chatting with you, man.
It's been fun.
It's always fun to get somebody through here and connect with them a little bit, mm-hmm. find out about them, find out, you know, what makes them tick, what their story is. How can my listeners, again, let's run down the list of connecting with you and your podcast and all of that, the website, social media, is all the handles on that. If you want to rattle all those off.
Sure. Yeah. I'll make it really simple. Skylar Beitendorp. So if you look at the podcast episode, you'll see how my name's spelled, or I'm sure maybe you'll put things down the show notes,
but,
I'm Skylar Beitendorp on all social media platforms. If you want to just get in contact with me, but honestly, like probably the best way, if you want to learn more, connect with me more, just go listen to the podcast, right? This episode's about to end, right? So type in Utah Hustlers and go listen to a couple, right? You know, if you're struggling with marketing or branding, like go find one of them that are on that. And that's really the best way. Cause from there, there's always links in the show notes on ways to get in contact with me, or you can go to utahhustlers.com from there or you know, whatever from there. But just go check out the podcast.
Yeah, however you're listening to this, you will be able to listen to Utah Hustlers the exact same way.
Uh-huh, so exactly. It's on all platforms.
Yeah, go connect with Skylar and let him know. Say, hey, you know what? I heard you on Let's Talk Local. Because that's ultimately the point of this whole show. And I mean, I think you've even made mention of that with what you do. And if we're not connecting, if we're not chatting, if we're not giving feedback, then what's the point of all of this, right? Mm-hmm. And Skylar, I don't know if you also know, I have a Facebook group. It's the I Am Salt Lake community as Ooh. Well. I left it that name. I actually left it to my listeners and my audience. I said, do we leave this name? Do we change it? And everybody voted to keep it. So we're keeping the podcast community. So head on over there, maybe connect over there. I'll post about this episode there and maybe, you know, create a little conversation over there too. So you can find that by just going to I Am Salt Lake Community on Facebook. And if you're watching this, we're recording this for our Patreon supporters. Shout out to them for all of their support with the podcast. Cause it, you know, helps keep the lights on, so to speak. Right. And I love my Patreon supporters. I love my listeners. Anything else you want to add before we wrap this up, while the mics are still hot and the record button's still going, before I wrap this episode up?
Go support this podcast on Patreon, right?
Like, go support it.
These aren't free. These take time. These take money to produce. So like, if you get value out of this podcast, like go support it. Like, I mean, how much is it to support? It's really not that much.
Oh, to like a Patreon support?
Yeah.
Dude, I got levels as low as a dollar, man.
Yeah. So it doesn't cost
much. $5 a month, you know, to get access to the videos.
Mm-hmm. And just having one more supporter, even if it was at a dollar, like that means a lot to us podcasters. So I'd say go do that. That'd be my only, awesome. My last piece.
Well, very cool, guys. And like I said, I'm here every week with a new episode. Drops Thursday morning right in your podcast app. So make sure to hit subscribe. If you are interested in coming on Let's Talk Local, reach out to me. I am always looking to bring people that have interesting stories, that are doing cool things here in Utah. Maybe you or a neighbor or a relative. Get in touch and let's get you on the podcast. So thank you so much, Skylar. Let's catch up. I always tell people, let's catch up down the road, man.
Let's do it. Thanks for having me on, Chris. Appreciate it.
You bet. Have a good night, everybody.